Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now we're going to dive right in today. Sorry, I got severe allergies going on. I've been sneezing. Took me a while to get my podcast going. I've been sneezing for like 2 days straight. It's been like, wow, holy moly. Anyways, we're good to go. So three key things to get unstuck. Number one is to set a target. Okay. I just want you to pick a target, a goal, something to shoot for. Okay. Just a target or a goal. It could be something small to start out, but we have to get movement, because what happens is we're operating within America, specifically and worldwide, in what's called force. Force is greed, anger, jealousy, resentment, lack of happiness, all these things. And force keeps us in inactivity, right? And then we go into what's called hyperactivity, which is not a good thing. We have to build the courage to set a goal and go for it. So what I want you to do is I want you to pick a target. Maybe it's a weight loss goal. Maybe it's a business goal, or maybe it's writing a book or writing an article. It could be something very, very simple. But first thing I want you to do is I want you to practice this. So I want you to start with something small. And this is my key to success and how I do everything. So for me, the goals, you know, get bigger and bigger. So was build a 7-figure company. Then it was build a 8-figure company, right? Which we're on our way to do that. We have 3 7-figures coming up on our 3rd 7-figure. Now the goal is to get 1 to 8. So what I do is I set the goal, okay? Then I reverse engineer it backwards. This helps me get unstuck every single time. This helps me stay going. So say you want to build a $1 million company. You want to make $1 million this year, okay? So I'm just going to use money because I can do the math on it, okay? So it's $1 million. So you say, okay, $1 million doing what? And you got to be very, very, very specific with the universe. I call it God, with God on what that money is going to be used for. So God knows what an 8-figure company and what a soon... In my paradigm, maybe between 10 to 20 years, and that's a big gap there, but depends on how the investments goes, how things go, and there will be a $1 billion ecosystem. I'm shooting for that, okay? So $1 million, okay? What does it take daily to make $1 million? It's about $2,780, okay? $2,780. Then you can get really, really detailed. You can figure out how much do I need to make an hour? Okay. How much do you need to make an hour in order to get to $1 million? There's many different things you can break this down to. So once you know the goal, you reverse engineer it backwards to the daily activities you need to do. But there's a piece missing here. You have to figure out what things you need to do to get to that goal. Okay. So you have first set the goal, then you reverse engineer it backwards. Okay. Reverse engineer back to the daily things, but what are the things you need to do? Okay. So for example, if you're going to build a 7-figure company, what's the company? What service are you going to provide? How much are you going to charge for the service? So if you need to make $2,780 a day, somewhere around there, then how much would you need to charge for services? How many clients would you need to talk to? How much advertising would you need to do? How many phone calls would you need to make? So you need to get very clear and specific. Okay. So first we pick the goal, we set the target. Then we reverse engineer it back to daily activities that'll get you. And last, you have to follow through. Because if you don't follow through, you're going to continue to teach your brain that it's not possible for you. You have to follow through with this goal. That's why I want you to start. You know, I like people to go big. I like people to challenge themselves that I coach. But I want you to just pick something that's obtainable. It could be your garage, cleaning out your garage, right? The more you follow through with things, the better you're going to feel. The better you feel, the more you're going to trust yourself. And the more you trust yourself, the bigger you can make your goals. Okay. So remember, the more you can follow through, the more you're going to trust yourself. And the more you can trust yourself, the bigger goals you can do. Now, is there going to be a guarantee in this? Yes, 100% guarantee there's going to be failure along the way. But you just have to keep getting up 1 foot in front of the other. Just 1 foot in front of the other. 1 foot in front of the other. So three things to get unstuck. First, we're going to pick a goal this week. Second, we're going to reverse engineer it to the daily activities we need to do. And third, you're going to follow all the way through. Can you do this with me? Okay, tomorrow we're going to stop talking about others' lack of belief holding you back. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go.